Romans 15:13 tells us because of our trust in God, we can face the world with confident hope.
The gospel is the power of God for salvation.
But we must have fidelity to Christ and to the Word.
The world is going to whirl, but we will contend.
God, thank you for today. Thank you for your provision.
It's Spring Share-a-thon 2021 on American Family Radio.
And welcome to The Awakening, otherwise known as Jackson and Jackson. Because we've got Fred Jackson and E.W. Jackson today here for Share-a-thon. And folks, we are having a wonderful time. And thank you all for all that you're doing to help us, to support us. And thank you for your prayers and your encouragement throughout the year. But this is that one time, well, twice a year, that we spend 3 days giving our listeners an opportunity to share with us. So, and Fred, you and I have got something very, very exciting for our listeners during this hour.
Absolutely. We have got I'm not sure, Randy, if I'm being heard. I think they're listening to me on Bishop Jackson's microphone.
There we go. Here we are. You love live radio. I've always loved it.
You never know what's going to happen, right?
It's real. And I just love it. Hey, listen, up to this moment, this is day three, the final day of our spring share-a-thon. Almost 16,000 pledges have been made, folks.
Wow.
But this is your last chance. And here's the big announcement. Between now and 5 o'clock Central this evening, but I would go ahead and do it in the next hour if you can.
We'll take it all.
Yes.
Absolutely.
We are doing a match of up to $125,000. Now, what does that mean? So for every amount that you give, it will be doubled up to $125,000. This is absolutely incredible, folks. It's an incredible offer. Maybe you're one of those listeners. Went through Tuesday, enjoyed the program, said, I'll make my pledge tomorrow. Went through Wednesday, said, I'll do it today or maybe later today. Didn't do it. This is the last chance. We are in the final hours of our spring Share-a-thon, the last day of our spring Share-a-thon. So the number to call right now, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. You know, Bishop Jackson, we've been making an appeal already today to folks who have been listening to American Family Radio for some time but have never made a pledge. They've never called in and said, okay, I want to be part. Now, they appreciate American Family Radio, mm-hmm. but, you know, it's not a stretch when we say it costs money to run a network like this. We have 181 stations. That's towers to be maintained, people to maintain those towers, all of those kinds of expenses, people to create the programs that you're listening to. We are on the air 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. So it takes money. And if you appreciate it, if AFR has been a blessing to you, been a blessing to your family, been a blessing to members of your church, and in fact, that you want it to be a blessing to even more people, now is the time to give. You've never pledged before. Great opportunity, 877-616-2396, or you can go to AFR.net, AFR.net, put your information in there, and you can be part of the team. Join the team.
And you know, Fred, we're grateful for generous donors who have vast resources and can really help out in a significant way. But we really run on the donations of our grassroots listeners out there.
Amen.
who make a commitment to us. So folks, don't ever think, well, you know, there are people, lots of money who'll do all that. It just doesn't work that way. Without you, this network wouldn't work.
No.
And you know, when God says, give, it shall be given unto you, full measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, he will cause men, meaning yes. people, to give into your bosom. Mm. God doesn't manufacture cash in heaven and pour it out.
Mm-hmm.
He uses people to bless us. And, you know, as you were talking, I was just thinking about the fact that I know my wife and I aren't millionaires by any stretch of the imagination. When we give to AFA, AFR, what we're doing is showing God that our hearts are with the mission.
Yes. Yes.
And that we know we can't, the mission can't run on what we can give, mm-hmm. but we can do our part.
Yes.
And that's what those people maybe who've been listening and feel like, yeah, I don't really have any money. But, you know, it's a matter of the heart. So your $5 a month, your $10 a month, mm-hmm. whatever it is, shows God that you are committed to the mission and really encourages us too.
Yes.
And I tell people, you know, you may not think it makes a difference, but believe me, when you look at those people giving that small amount of money and you know that that's probably the best they can do, man, there's something touching about that,
absolutely,
you know?
Absolutely.
And so, yeah, we would just encourage people, get on board with this. It'll bless you.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, as we've been discussing the last couple of days, friend, this is not just about us as a network. This is about the country.
Amen.
And we're going to get into it a little later, but we see the crazy stuff that's going on, this whole proposal now to pack the Supreme Court. This stuff is so subversive of who we are as a nation,
mm-hmm.
and what we represent. And I really see AFR as a kind of lighthouse,
yes.
you know, mm-hmm. that is saying we're unchanging. We're not moving. You know, mm-hmm. we're going to be here lighting the way no matter what. And I believe that because we're shining the light of God's truth, that light is going to overcome darkness, and the darkness will not be able to overcome it.
877-616-2396, 877-616-2396 is the number to call. As we just mentioned, we are now in a $125,000 match. For every dollar that you give, we're going to match it up until we reach that $125,000. Folks, this is the last day. This is the last afternoon of Share-a-thon for this spring.
And the Last Awakening program. And by the way, that $125,000, we don't mind sharing that with other programs. But if you all want to give it all this hour, that we'll humbly receive that.
That's right. We will do that. Absolutely. And listen, folks, when you invest in American Family Radio, we then turn around and invest in people's
yes.
lives. And understand, we were chatting this morning on today's issues with Steve Tiber of 8 Days of Hope. And this ministry has supported mm-hmm. 8 Days of Hope now for a number of years, since it really got started back in around 2005. And listeners to this network know what 8 Days of Hope do. They go out and they help people whose homes have been affected by hurricanes and tornadoes. But at the forefront of that ministry, which AFR has supported for many years, at the forefront of that is the gospel.
Amen.
People are getting saved. Some of the volunteers who go hear the gospel for the first time and they get saved. You're talking about eternal value. That's what you're invested in, folks. You're invested in eternal value, investing in the souls of man who will go out into eternity to one place or the other. And what we're trying to do, we're trying to gather in as many people as we can and be part of that great gospel ministry that's been ongoing now for a couple of thousand years. We don't know how much time we have left.
There's
a sense of urgency, and sometimes I think even as Christians we lose that. We get busy in our lives, and we stop thinking about the fact that God's word is very clear. There is a time appointed. Jesus
Amen.
Is going to return, and we look forward to that. But there is a limited amount of time now, folks, to get the gospel out, and that is a major priority of this network.
It's an urgency. And you know, the other thing we should let people know is we're not satisfied to just keep doing what we're doing. We want to do more.
Mm-hmm.
And doing more means, like those listeners who have never given, perhaps, mm-hmm. doing more means activating those listeners, because there's a big vision for this ministry that keeps growing and expanding to reach more people. And as people catch that vision mm-hmm. and more people give, then we are able mm-hmm. to expand that vision, to keep moving it forward. You know, Jesus said in John chapter 14, I think it's verses 12 through 14, he that believes in me, the things that I do shall he do also, and greater things than these shall he do, because mm-hmm. I go to my Father. And if you ask anything in my name, my Father will do it. You know, to me, it's not, you know, people debate the theology of that. Well, just what does that mean? Well, to me, what it does mean is this. He expects us to keep stretching.
That's right.
To keep moving forward. Mm-hmm. He doesn't expect us to ever say, well, I only want to go this far because, you know, that's as far as, no, he said, greater things than these shall you do.
Yes.
however you define that, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to keep doing greater and greater things for God. So, folks, the number is 877-616-2396. This is The Awakening. And if you want to give the entire $125,000 for match,
go right ahead.
You have my permission. I'm back in a moment.
Hi, I'm Bert Harper, co-host of Exploring the Word. During times of difficulty, we need hope. Real hope comes through a personal relationship with God through Jesus Christ. AFR is dedicated to sharing Jesus on every program. Whether it is Exploring the Word, Today's Issues, The Hamilton Corner, or any other program, we make much of Jesus. During this share-a-thon, you can make much of Jesus by making your contribution. Together, we shall share the hope that is in Jesus Christ.
Hi, this is Trucker Dave, and I roll up and down the East Coast and out to the Midwest in my big rig. And I'm gone sometimes 12 days on the road. So American Family Radio really comes in handy to keep me connected to godly things in this troubled world that we live in, especially when I'm gone and miss my own home church. I appreciate all the programs that American Family Radio has. I won't name any because I'd hate to pick a favorite, leave somebody out. They're all good, and I'm blessed to have been able to be a supporter for AFR and the American Family Association since I began listening several years ago. Thank you very much. Keep up the good work. Can't really tell you how much it means out here to have a friend like AFR. God bless you and the work you do. Thank you.
Romans 15:13 tells us because of our trust in God, we can face the world with confident hope. Back to Spring Share-a-thon 2021 on American Family Radio. So I can face my giants with
confidence. And welcome back to this final day of American Family Radio's Spring Share-a-thon. And what a gift we have for you in these final hours. $125,000 match. And what does that mean? For every dollar that you give, we will match it. We have a generous donor who says, listen, I want to encourage people to give. As I say, there's just a few hours left in American Family Radio's Spring Share-a-thon, and just under 45 minutes left in this program, this edition of The Awakening, Bishop Jackson. It's a joy to be with you. It's having a lot of fun.
I was just thinking about the fact, of course, I've been here for 3 days now. I've got to leave to head back home after today. But, you know, I was just talking to one of the staff people who was saying to me, you know, I've worked other places, and it's really wonderful to be in a place where God is present, people love each other, we're a team working together, we're doing something bigger than ourselves. Yes. You know, this is not, you know, in the secular world, things are driven by ego. You know, this person's a star, and this person, and it, you know, you don't have any of that here. We know who the star is. The star is Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
And so, folks, we appreciate you just helping us to keep doing what we're doing because we know how important it is in this lost and dying world. I was thinking about how troubled people are. You know, we've seen hearing about increased suicides and young people troubled and folks. COVID has just thrown people for a mental and emotional loop and the weird politics that we've seen going on. But, you know, the Word of God says he will keep you in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. And, you know, we've got listeners. You were telling me about one during the break who will almost traverse heaven and earth to get to listen to AFR because that's what they get. They get a sense of peace. Even when we're discussing difficult issues, we're discussing them with a sense of confidence consistent with our theme because we know who we're working for.
Amen.
And we know that the outcome is in his hands. So folks, what can I say? I mean, I can't say enough about how valuable you are to us as people of God who care about what we do because you care about the mission that God has given us all. And so when you call 877-616-2396, whatever the pledge is, it's going to be doubled.
Yes.
So you'll be giving twice as much as you yourself give. And so we just encourage you, go ahead and do that today.
You know, I think our listeners are well aware, and if you've been listening to American Family Radio for any amount of time, that we're in the midst of a spiritual storm in this country. And I think about the biblical account when the disciples were heading out in the Sea of Galilee, and they hit a storm. And right. I can only imagine, I've had the opportunity to stand on the shores of the Sea of Galilee a couple of times now.
Yes, so have I.
And it's not that big.
Right.
But if there's a storm that comes down as it does there in that part of the world, it gets pretty rough.
Mm-hmm.
They're out in the middle of this storm, and Jesus comes walking to bring calm. And that's our attitude. We're not denying that there is a spiritual battle, a spiritual storm in this country. I like to say we're living in a Romans 1 world right now. There's no question about it. But it's not a time to panic as a Christian. It's a time to say, man, this is a great opportunity to share the light of Jesus Christ to people. Because he's with us in the storm,
number one. Yes, he is.
As Christians, he's with us in the storm. But also, we get an opportunity because there are people out there that are fearful right now. Mm-hmm. They don't have that peace that comes through Jesus Christ. They are fearful. They see the storm that's out there right now. They're looking for answers in a lot of different places, and we know that's not going to work. The only answer is Jesus Christ. And so one of the things that I love American Family Radio, I'm involved with the news and talk side, but we have great preaching programs, and we sprinkle those throughout the day. And it's kind of like, okay, here's some programming about the storm that's going on out there.
Mm-hmm.
But here's also the answer to that storm, is to cling to Jesus Christ, that we're all born sinners, Bishop Jackson, every one of us. That's not an opinion. That's what the Bible tells
us. That's
right. We need a Savior. We cannot work our way to heaven. Our works are as filthy rags in God's sight.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why if we could work our way to heaven, there was no point in Jesus coming and dying on the cross to pay the price for our sins.
Amen.
That's the center of the gospel. And when you accept Jesus Christ by faith and repent of our sins, and repent of our sins doesn't mean I need to be perfect before I accept Jesus. No.
Right.
Sanctification, that's a big theology word that basically says we chip away at the old self after we get saved, after we accept Christ as our personal Savior. But it's a wonderful salvation that we preach on our American Family Radio. Jesus paid it all to him we owe. And so he pays the price for our sin. We are covered in his righteousness. And it doesn't stop there. That's when the Lord says, now get busy for me.
Amen.
And one of the ways you can do that is invest in American Family Radio so that we turn around and invest and disciple people. That's a big part of what Christianity is all about. When a person accepts Christ as their Savior, then they need to grow. And what we do every day is provide food, spiritual food, through the teaching of God's word to help you grow, to gain that confidence so that you can go out and share the message.
You know, Fred, you reminded me of an old song that goes, "No tempest can swallow the ship where lies the master of heaven and earth and skies.
Yes.
They all shall sweetly obey your will. Peace, be still."
Wow.
And you know, that's what we are, kind of. We're peace in the midst of the storm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people often say to me, "You know, I'm amazed you can be so upbeat all the time, and you can." But you look. It's not E.W. Jackson. It's Christ in me. It's the sense I have that because we belong to Him, everything is all right. I mean, it's going to be okay. You know, and ultimately, the song. These songs are coming up, but you know, our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. So, so I tell people, look, I honor our country and our Constitution and our way of life, but that's not where my hope is.
No.
My hope is in Christ Jesus, because through him, all of those things can be maintained. Without him, none of it could be maintained. So you know, I often say, you know, look, we're on the winning side. We cannot be defeated because we're on God's side. So, and that's what we represent. And, you know, I don't think we're exaggerating for it to say, you don't find what we're offering anywhere else.
No.
I'm fairly active and out there and knowledgeable. I don't know of anything like this anywhere else across the country. And I've been all over this nation speaking and talking to people. So what we have is something that is really worth investing in. And I really believe it's the seed that God can use to help bring a great awakening to this nation, because that's what we need. So folks, the number is 877-616-2396. And remember, every dollar you give will be doubled from now until 5 p.m. Central Time.
Correct.
So folks, lob it on in there.
Yes.
You know? And yes, you can go to AFR.net. If you don't want to call, you can go to AFR.net. But we've got people waiting to talk to you right now. And believe me, they are enthusiastic about what we're doing. And you'll encourage them. They'll encourage you. It'll be a wonderful opportunity for you to interact with AFR.
And by the way, for a one-time gift of $150 or more, right now you'll receive the new CD of our Trivia Friday gang. Very entertaining. Spend an hour and a half with J.J. Jasper and you'll come away smiling,
right,
believe me. And for a monthly gift of $30 or more, you'll not only get that CD, but you'll also get an 8-ounce pack of our Trust Blueberry Cobbler Coffee, something for you to enjoy. Have your coffee while you're listening to that CD. All of that will be sent to you if you do that giving right now. Phone us, folks, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. You know, as we've been saying, your gifts right now are an investment in American Family Radio, so we can invest back to be a blessing to others. And maybe, Randy, we can hear a testimony right now of how AFR is being a blessing to folks.
My name is Adrian, and I'm calling from Louisiana, Shreveport, Northwest Louisiana. And I was just calling to say how much of a blessing it is to listen to American Family Radio, and specifically the Hamilton Corner. I really enjoyed Abe Hamilton. It's just been a blessing to myself and my family. I never considered how biased and how unfactual mainstream media was until I began listening to American Family Radio. So I just thank God for what you all do. I pray that he'll continue to strengthen and to lead you as you continue to inform the body of Christ and help us all to see things through the lens of the Word of God.
Couldn't put it any better myself.
and you know something, Fred, something we have not talked about is it takes courage when the current is all coming against you. It takes courage. And this network was founded in the courage of Don Wildman and all of our talk show hosts, all of our staff. The Wildmans are people who are willing to take a stand for Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And so investing in this network is investing in a place where, you know, we're going to put forth the truth no matter what, even if people don't like it. You know, there's an old saying, any dead fish can go with the current.
Yes.
But it takes a live salmon to swim upstream. We're swimming upstream.
Yes.
And when people invest, they're helping us to keep doing that. Because just as that testimony said, he didn't know how biased the mainstream media was and is until he started listening to AFR. And then he went, whoa. So we put the facts and truth out there and people are awakened by it. So, folks, look, I'm believing, Fred, for another great awakening in America, awakening in America.
Amen.
And I really believe that our network's going to be right in the center of that, because we are propounding and promoting the truth in the midst of a world of falsehood and darkness.
Yeah, it is. So, Spring Share-a-thon, we can't say it enough. We're in the final hours of Spring Share-a-thon, folks. We have a $125,000 match going on for every dollar you give. It'll be matched. So call right now, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. tell the person who answers the phone that Jackson sent you.
It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
Let me share with you a father's prayer that I wrote many, many years ago. Dear God, I need your help to be the kind of father I should be. Hear my prayer. Help me, Father, to be more interested in the things my children are interested in. Too often I find myself too deeply involved in my own thinking to pay much attention to what one of my children is saying. Remind me constantly that the things they are interested in are just as important as the things I'm interested in. Help me to be a better listener. Then, Father, help me to set aside some time in my busy schedule for the children. It seems that I'm always tied up with something, and even when I'm not, I think I'm too tired to spend some time in their activities. Lord, help me keep my perspectives straight. Business can wait, but my children will only grow up once. Help me not to forget that children need love and attention as well as food and clothing while growing up. Too many times I get so concerned about their material needs that I forget their emotional needs. And Lord, I pray that my children will be able to see your love in me. If they can only see me living my faith, then they will understand it, even if I can't put it in the right words for them. Help me to keep the important things important and secondary things secondary. You know that many times the temptation is to neglect the important things of life while concentrating on secondary matters. Help me to teach kindness by being kind, forgiveness by forgiving, helpfulness by helping, and love by loving. And dear God, help me prepare my children for marriage by being a good husband to their mother. If I'm a good husband, maybe it will help them when it comes time for them to take a life's partner. Help me to look for my children's good points and to brag on them a little more. You know, Lord, that I won't close my eyes to their faults. As their father, I must be able to see those. But Lord, help me to dwell on their positive points. Another thing I will need your help in is having the power to say no to them when it should be said. We both know that many times a no is much better than a yes. These children of mine are growing up, Lord. One day before long, they'll go out into the world on their own. They will choose an occupation. Help me to be man enough to rejoice in whatever they choose to do, and Christian enough to teach them that they can serve you in any occupation where they will work for the good of their fellow man. Lord, I'm tempted to ask you to stop time, to keep my children, little children, always. But I know that life doesn't operate that way. So I will just ask you to help me enjoy my children while they are children. Then in my old age, I will have beautiful memories of my children when they were small and be proud of them as adults. Lord, I can't be a very good father without your help. So thanks for pitching in and giving me a helping hand. Amen.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.
It's Spring Share-a-thon 2021 on American Family Radio.
Give me a heart like David, Lord, be mine if fails, so I can face my giants with confidence.
Romans 15:13 tells us because of our trust in God, we can face the world with confident hope. It's Spring Share-a-thon 2021 on American Family Radio.
So I can face my with confidence.
Well, folks, we are in Share-a-thon. I'm excited. We're having a great time. I've got my partner here, my brother from another mother, another Jackson sitting beside me, and it's Jackson and Jackson for the Awakening.
Talk about diversity, inclusion. You want to talk about it? We got it right here.
How about that? Two Jacksons. There you go. But, you know, we've been having a great time. And of course, our listeners are responding. Keep doing that, folks. 877-616-2396. We appreciate it. And we've got this wonderful matching grant for up to $125,000 all the way up till 5 p.m. So get in now so that you can double your donation. Now, Fred, why do we do what we do? And why does this network take the stand we take? Because we love God.
Amen.
And we love this country.
Amen.
And people ask me sometimes, well, you know, why are you so patriotic? And I tell them, because I really believe that the United States of America is a gift from Almighty God.
Amen.
To us as a people. Mm-hmm. And that it's up to us to be good stewards of it. And yet, there are forces of destruction in this country that are just unreal. Right now, we're facing an effort to pack the Supreme Court, which is unprecedented. When Franklin Delano Roosevelt tried to do it, his own party told him that was completely and totally off the rails, out of order. And now we've got Democrats saying, this is what we need to do to fix a broken court and to restore order. I mean, it's crazy.
We have a senator in 1983 named by the name of Joe Biden.
Yeah. How about that?
He said it was a bonehead idea. A bonehead idea to pack the court. Well, guess what? About an hour and a half ago, four Democrats got on the steps of the United States Supreme Court, and they said, we want to add another four Supreme Court justices because the court needs balance.
Yeah.
Listen, what's going on here, folks? Very briefly, they are so upset that when Donald Trump was president of the United States, he was given the opportunity to replace three Supreme Court justices. Now, he didn't throw the others off the court. They just decided. They passed away, whatever the case may be. So, three opportunities. He put constitutionalist. What do we mean by that? Well, lo and behold, justices who still believe in the Constitution of the United States. They are not what we call activist judges. Activist mm-hmm. judges are those who say, you know what? I know what the Constitution says, but this is 2021, and we think differently today.
And it's a living document. We can make it say whatever we want it to say.
Yeah.
That's basically what they really do.
So what these Democrats who are announcing this morning, they're starting their campaign, they said, to put four more justices on the United States Supreme Court. Now, to show you how bad this idea is, the House Speaker Nancy Pelosi apparently announced somewhere along the way this morning, hey, we're not going to bring this before the House right now. You know why she's not going to? Because there's other Democrats who say this is a bonehead idea. In fact, there were Justice Stephen Breyer, who still sits on the United States mm-hmm. Supreme Court, on the liberal wing of the court. He says it's a bad idea. The late Ruth Bader Ginsburg said,
very liberal.
Terrible yep. idea. So there you have two liberal justices who given their verdict. Joe Biden in 1983, who said it's a bonehead idea. Now, Jonathan Turley is a constitutional lawyer, law professor, and he says this is a test of principle for the lawmakers to reject this. Cut number two.
It dispenses with any pretense of principle. It's just a raw muscle play. It's like a hostile takeover of the court. And I don't really understand the political logic here, but what really concerns me is that this is really a test of principle for Democratic members. I'll be watching today to see what senators, what House members step forward and say, this is wrong. This is raw court packing. We can talk about the size of the court. Many of us have talked about expanding the court over the years. This is raw, unadulterated court packing.
Yeah, and what's going on here, Bishop Jackson, in my opinion is, if the Democrat agenda, if they keep pushing forward with their agenda, and election 22 and 24 doesn't stop it, we're turning the United States into a third world country. It's like one party rule. This is what the Democrats
want.
That's
what they want.
They want one party rule. We know and it's not just the Democratic Party. It's the mainstream media. It's a lot of our education system in this country. They want to punish people who have opposing view. And when I say punish, I think of Baronelle Stutzman, the Christian florist in Washington State. The government moved in because she wouldn't provide flowers for a homosexual wedding. We're going to shut down your business. We're going to go into your bank account and take your bank account. Somebody was telling me this morning there's a move afoot in California where the governor is under a recall effort there. There's a Democrat out there that wants to identify who's voting in favor of recall. We want to know where they work. Now, if that sounds like Stalinistic to you, that's exactly what it is. We're going to find out, because you oppose us, we're going to find out where you work, where you live, and we're coming after you.
Yeah, it's talk about the politics of personal destruction. This is that on steroids. Mm. Remember when Brandon Eichmann, who was then CEO of Mozilla, they found out that several years before he became CEO, he had donated $1,000 to Proposition 8, which was intended to define marriage for California constitutional purposes as a union between one man and one woman. Mm-hmm. He had been in the job for a month and they fired him.
Yes.
So your livelihood is at stake. Your business is at stake. Your personal reputation is at stake. This is not simply about trying to persuade people that you're wrong. This is about destroying people who don't go along, who won't agree. And you know, the thing that really gets me about this is a kind of idolatry that we see rising in our country, and the idol god is power.
Yes.
And I've said when power is your god, anything goes. And that's what we're witnessing right now. Anything goes. You destroy people in your way. You pack the court. You label everything racist.
Yes.
Now, if not packing the court is somehow racist, the filibuster, which Democrats used to support, is now racist and Jim Crow. The Georgia law is race. Everything is used to suggest you can't possibly be against the position we're taking, because if you are, you are an evil person. You are an evil person. You are a racist. And this is all about worshiping the god of power, mm-hmm. and doing anything to satisfy his lust,
yes.
And their lust for power. And that's why our network is so critically important, because here again, the one whose power we idolize is God, okay? His power. It's not mine. It's not yours. It's not Republicans. It's God that sits on the throne, and we want him to be exalted. We want him to be glorified, because contrary to what the Democrat Party and the left and maybe others in our country think, he's always right.
Yes.
And anything in agreement with him is always wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And here again, folks, call 877-616-2396 to make your contribution now. But, you know, here's the thing I really need to say, Fred. And as an American of African ancestry, it's important that I say this. Our founding fathers were brilliant and inspired men. They weren't perfect, no. And they were born into a context, yes. And they did some things that in today's sensibilities, we realize, oh, wow, yeah, you're terrible. But they gave us something that is unprecedented in human history. Mm. They gave us a legacy of individual liberty. They gave us a legacy of limited power for government. See, this is what these folks don't understand. Limiting the power of government, maximizing the freedom of the individual. And so as a Christian network, American Family Radio advances these principles at a time when, here again, we just heard a listener testify a segment ago. If I hadn't started listening to AFR, I wouldn't have known this stuff, because I wasn't getting it from the mainstream media.
Yeah, and that's what we hear over and over and over again. I get phone calls in my office from folks who just say, I appreciate what you folks are doing each day. I'm hearing things that I don't hear anywhere else. And folks, those statements are evidence to me that there is collusion. We heard that word a lot during the
right.
There is incredible,
yes,
collusion between the Democratic Party, the mainstream media, and much of our university system in this country. In fact, there is an effort right now, I forget what jurisdiction this is, to investigate the bias in universities who don't want any conservative speakers on their campuses. And there's an effort, right? I think it's in Florida.
I think it is Florida.
Yeah.
Yes, I think it is.
They want an accounting of universities as to why you wouldn't allow a conservative speaker, why you don't like pro-life people on your campus. I mean, this is ridiculous. They say they're all for free speech. No, they're not.
No,
they're
90% of them have one view, and it's a far left view. Folks, 877-616-2396. We're counting down. So get on those phones and make your contribution now.
Amen.
Hi, I'm Bert Harper, co-host of Exploring the Word. During times of difficulty, we need hope. Real hope comes through a personal relationship with God through Jesus Christ. AFR is dedicated to sharing Jesus on every program. Whether it is Exploring the Word, Today's Issues, The Hamilton Corner, or any other program, we make much of Jesus. During this share-a-thon, you can make much of Jesus by making your contribution. Together, we shall share the hope that is in Jesus Christ.
Hi, my name is Amy from Fayetteville, North Carolina. I've been a listener of AFR for several years. AFR has news and information that I don't hear anywhere else. It's much more than a news organization. It's the ministry that's advancing His kingdom. It is evident that the men and women at AFR care deeply for our nation, and even more so for the souls of people. On a personal note, I can honestly say that the Addisons and Abraham Hamilton III have helped me grow in my understanding of the Word and challenged me to be a better student of the Word so that I can apply it to every area of my personal life, and I can be more equipped in discerning truth versus deception. You all make more of a difference in people's lives than you'll ever know. Thank you so much for all you do. God bless.
Romans 15:13 tells us because of our trust in God, we can face the world with confident hope. Back to Spring Share-a-thon 2021 on American Family Radio. So I can face my giants
with confidence. All right, folks. Well, this is it. We are at the last segment, Fred. This is now we are coming in to the finish now.
We're on final approach.
Right. We're on final approach now, you know. And folks, we've been having a great time. And we want to just thank you all for your encouragement and your contributions. And we just want to keep pushing because here again, as we pointed out early in the program, we don't do this but twice a year. Mm-hmm. And you don't come on and listen to us on air begging for money. We do this twice a year. This is how we help meet the budget of this great network. And here again, it's bigger than us. It's bigger than the network itself. This is really about saving the United States of America. You were saying just before, just during the break, Fred, we are looking at things happening in our culture that you would have to equate to a totalitarian system, Nazism, communism, because when you start locking people down and telling people that what they can't say, that their livelihoods will be taken away, that they will be fined. Remember during the pandemic, you were looking at a situation in which the police were sent to collect the numbers, the license plates of people who went to church.
Yes.
And were told that they would be fined later. I mean, this is, and you talked about some things happening in Canada, and often that stuff is an indication of where the left is headed in America. And thank God for American Family Radio, because we are one of the remaining voices in stark opposition to this stuff to say, no, no, you are wrong. And we're never going to stop standing up for the fact that God is right. And when human beings disagree with him, they're wrong. Yeah. So, folks, 877-616-2396 is the number. And here again, we have a matching grant up to $125,000. And I say, Fred, we were talking also about the many first-time donors we have. And folks, we just want, if you've never given before, this is a great opportunity for you to get in on this.
Yeah, and we're not trying to guilt trip anybody, right, Bishop Jackson, in this. Just come now, let us reason together, you know. Let us reason together. If you are appreciating what American Family Radio does, if you have come to realize how important it is to have a trusted Christian radio network that you have access to, somebody paid for you to be able to listen to this radio station that you have in your community. Somebody paid in order for us, now we're developing an app which allows people outside our radio towers to listen to us. One of my colleagues was telling me the other day, out here at Share-a-thon Central, they had a call from a lady in Chicago. Well, we don't have a radio station in Chicago. Mm-hmm. Radio stations in big cities cost a lot of money,
right?
Millions of dollars. But the app goes anywhere. And you can listen. We had our testimony from Trucker Dave there a moment ago. We have truckers that move across the country. So instead of trying to find that signal, you have the app in your vehicle there. Mm-hmm. You can listen to us 24 hours a day. Listen, you're making an investment, folks, in continuing, if you're going to be a first-time donor, continuing to hear what we do, but also you're ensuring that others will get the blessing too. We mentioned yesterday, I think, we're about to put a station on the air in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Wow, that's exciting.
And our goal, listen, we haven't shut down the plan to expand radio stations. Not because we want to say, well, we're the biggest network or anything. That's not the point at all. The point is for others to be able to get the programming that American Family Radio offers. You mentioned a moment ago, as far as I know, I don't know of another network that does things that we do, put things together the way we do. So help us out. Last few hours of Spring Share-a-thon here at American Family Radio, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or you can go to AFR.net, and make your pledge. And don't forget the $125,000 match that's on right now. So you got $10 is all you can afford to give. That's okay. That's okay. It'll be doubled to 20.
Amen.
Maybe you can
Amen.
Afford $200. It'll be doubled to 400, and so on and so on. God entrusts people with certain amounts of money, and he understands that. Again, we're not trying to guilt anybody into giving. We just want to continue to be a blessing to more and more folks, and we're asking you to consider to make an investment in that.
Well, you know, Galatians 6:6 says, let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches.
Amen.
And, you know, we said a while ago on the program earlier in the week, you know, we don't want anybody to short their church
yes.
to help us,
mm-hmm.
but this network teaches people a lot
yes.
from a Christian perspective. And so sharing with this network is really part of our Christian responsibility if you're being blessed by it, as we've heard so many testimonies of those who said, yeah, absolutely, I've learned things I didn't know. I've seen things in a way I didn't see them before. So when you share in all good things with this network that is teaching you and showing you things, you're really doing the will of God. And look, I know here again, you can't manipulate God or play games with God or fool God. But you know, it wasn't Fred or EW who made up the principle, give and it shall be given to you.
No.
Full measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and I really believe that doesn't simply refer to financial rewards. I believe, because basically when you give, what you're really demonstrating is where your heart is, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also.
Yes.
And when your heart is on putting God first, mm-hmm. guess what? I say, you know, God shows up. He said, draw near to me, I'll draw near to you. I like to say, you know, when God shows up, he brings all this stuff with him.
Yeah.
You know?
That's
so,
right. That's
so
right.
Whatever blessing you need,
mm-hmm.
whatever help you need, mm-hmm. you know, there might be somebody out there right now, Fred, who needs healing.
Yes.
But, you know, hearing the word of God, because we have ministers on as well, preaching.
Mm-hmm.
We have prayer. Mm-hmm. But you may get, that may be the blessing that you're going to get. And here again, you're not paying for it. We're not suggesting that you would pay for it. All we're suggesting is that you can participate in helping us to keep getting this ministry out there. Keep doing what we're doing. The number again is 877-616-2396 to get involved. And every dollar you give is going to be matched up to $125,000, and that's also a tremendous blessing because really, and by the way, I was thinking of another scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, I think it is, which says he gives seed to the sower.
Yes.
so if you need more seed, wow, that's a great way to get, you know.
That's right.
Because when, you know, I really believe that when you are a giver, God honors that and funnels more to you so that you can give more. So there's all kinds of ways in which people are blessed in what we are doing. And we would just encourage them to just jump in there and partner with us. And then, you know, we've got, of course, for the $30 monthly gift, they're going to receive Trivia Friday, the great highlights of JJ and Tim and the team and the American Family Coffee Trust Blueberry Cobbler. Wow.
Yes. You know,
I'm not a coffee drinker, but that sounds delicious.
A dessert in a coffee cup.
Right.
That's right. You know, we know our listeners, they love this country. This country is very special.
Yes.
Now, I came from Canada, but this country is very, very special. Been here 24 years. There is a reason why people are trying to break into this country.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember one story in the last 24 years that I've been here of people trying to escape from the United States.
Amen.
Now, there's a reason for that.
Yes.
Just stop and think about that for a moment. They are not coming because they want to change this country. They're coming because of the benefits that are there, because of the Christian principles that this country mm-hmm. was founded upon. But there is an agenda, and I hope that if you're a regular listener to American Family Radio, there is an agenda to change this country.
Oh.
Now, during the election campaign, people were warned there is an agenda of socialism. Now, what is socialism? Socialism, basically, I would say, is a government that wants to be more involved in your life so they can control more of your life. All right? Mm-hmm. That's the bottom line. And I honestly believe that is the agenda of the Democratic Party right now and their allies across the country. And I keep saying this, the mainstream media, our university system for the most part, they are all allies. They want to change this country to something that you would not recognize unless you've traveled the world and you've traveled to countries that have dictatorships. And then you would start to understand why we are concerned. And so right now, this is a battle. It is a spiritual battle. It is a political battle. What we try to do is keep you informed. We try to be an asset to you so that you can absorb this information, but also share it with other people as well. It's not about you keeping this information to yourself. We love sharing.
Amen.
That's why we are
here.
Yes. That's why we do what we do. So the opportunity right now in these final hours of Spring Share-a-thon here at American Family Radio, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. A match right now of $125,000, whatever you give, will be matched. And go ahead, make that pledge right now. And as we've been talking about, you've never made a pledge during our Share-a-thons before. We would just appeal to you to make that investment, help us to continue being a blessing not only to you, but to thousands of others across this country.
You know, Fred, George Soros and Bill Gates have gotten together to form an organization for the purposes, I'm sure you know this, for the purposes of stopping disinformation as they see it.
Yes.
And of course, neither one is a Christian. Mm-hmm. Neither one loves this country and expresses a real affection and appreciation for the blessing that they themselves have experienced in the country.
Mm-hmm.
This is exactly what they would call disinformation.
Yes.
So guess what? Mm-hmm. The money that these billionaires are pouring out, they're pouring out to people who want to stop us.
Yes.
And so when we appeal to our listeners, we're saying we're going to be the Davids against the Goliaths.
Amen.
And we're going to win.
Yes.
Because each of you with that contribution of 5, 10, 20, 30, whatever it is, mm-hmm. is going to make the difference. Folks, 877-616-2396 is the number. Get in on that matching grant. Thank you all so much for everything that you've done for us as a network. And pray for us because we want to keep doing more for you. Fred, it's been a real pleasure to be with you, my friend.
Always a blessing.
God bless you. And remember, folks, we cannot be defeated if we will not quit because we are on God's side.